Alan Fletcher is president and CEO of the Aspen Music Festival and School. He carefully tiptoes his way across fresh dirt, pipelines, and around a pond. Finally, he stops and points towards three striking buildings that overlook the water.
These are two of our orchestra rehearsal halls, and then a very beautiful room which is cantilevered over the pond so that the water will be, when it's full, will be right up completely under that room.
There's a walkway along the pond that leads from one building to the next, so it feels almost like walking on water.
I love these buildings. There's an aspect to the design which is very poetic. At the bottom is glass. The glass represents the water on the site. Then there is a kind of siding with contours that change as it goes around the building. And those contours are actually mirroring the landforms behind 360 degrees all the way around. And then at the top is a translucent material. It represents the sky. So you have water, trees, and sky on the site.
The project broke ground last fall. Fletcher says a new campus was badly needed.
We did not have enough practice rooms for the students. We did not have enough teaching studios. And we didn't have at all adequate rehearsal space for ensembles.
And many of the facilities they did have were riddled with problems, like mold. Some were even condemned.
So the new campus will have three orchestra rehearsal halls. It will have many, many beautiful teaching studios for lessons to take place, for chamber music coaching to take place, and it will have really superior individual practice rooms.
Local architect Harry Teague designed the new Aspen Music Festival and School. He's known for several projects in the Roaring Fork Valley, as well as the music school's two performance locations. So what's the best way to make sure the new buildings are not just beautiful, but good for making music, too? I put the question to Fletcher.
Well, maybe we'll get hard hats and go in there. The walls actually curve. There are three primary different materials in the walls and ceiling, which have different acoustic properties so that the sound is bounced and moved around the room in different ways.
And so far, it seems to be going as planned.
The acousticians were here the past 2 days doing tests on the room, and we came out really exactly on target. Also, a nuance that I like is how soundproof should the building be? This firm said, we can make it totally soundproof. It can be hermetically sealed if you want. We said, no. We're on this beautiful site. When you walk around and there's an orchestra in there playing a Tchaikovsky symphony, you want to know that's happening. It's just when you're in that building.
Fletcher points to another rehearsal hall further to the right.
You don't want to hear the Tchaikovsky.
Which goes back to the materials in the walls, like where to have glass or not, even how many layers of glaze to put on the walls. We decide to go inside to take a look. First is the rehearsal hall on the left.
And you can see now the acoustic treatments, all different angles of curve, many different little sort of alcoves and things. The black is a acoustic fabric with acoustically treated insulation behind it.
Most of the panels are wood, and across the ceiling are huge air ducts.
The air movement in the hall has to be controlled very, very closely because the air has to just trickle in from above and can't make any sound. And also you want to never feel a breeze.
To avoid that classic HVAC sound.
Exactly. But they also become part of the acoustic treatment. And so the acousticians wanted to know exactly the diameters and composition of these things because they were going to factor that in to how the sound bounces around the building.
The second rehearsal hall is bigger. And between the two is a large glass conference room. It doesn't have the right sound for playing music, but Fletcher jokes the faculty may fall in love with it anyway. Toward the end of the tour, we walk by the new practice rooms. They're made of concrete and act as retaining walls for the 30-degree slopes behind them. As we talk, there are machines moving dirt to the top of the practice rooms to create living sod roofs. It's one of several green measures included in the festival and school campus. Architect Harry Teague says a few things made this project unusual.
Well, for one, there are two clients.
The other client is the Aspen Country Day School, which will use the campus during the school year. So positioning playgrounds and choosing color schemes took some careful coordinating. Again, architect Harry Teague.
The other thing is it's extraordinarily challenging in terms of the amount of time we had to do a lot of building.
The ambitious beginnings of the campus sprung from the ground in just 10 months, including every day of the winter. That required special machines that thaw the ground. Contractor Shaw Construction says more than 500 workers are involved in the project. This first phase of the new Aspen Music Festival and School is scheduled to be done by the end of this week. President and CEO Alan Fletcher and others say everything will definitely be done in time for convocation on June 24th. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Elise Thatcher.